Chapter 1. Negotiation. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to the following article about two immigrants to the United States who were accused of a crime. The pros and cons of the American dream.
Few cases tried in a court of law are absolutely black and white. Although justice may seem to favor one side in the beginning, ultimately there is often a fine line between right and wrong, innocent and guilty, victim and criminal. Take, for example, the case of two Southeast Asian refugees in Los Angeles who were accused of killing their pet dog for food. Were these men guilty of committing a vicious crime against an animal, or victims of a foreign culture with which they were not sufficiently familiar? Most Americans readily eat the meat of various animals, cows, chickens, pigs, even cute little ones like ducks and rabbits, but certainly not of dogs or cats. And because many Americans feel so strongly about their pets, there are laws protecting the animals from negligence and abuse. Where the two men came from, however, dogs were routinely turned into dinner, and the refugees did not know they would be offending American sensibilities by eating their dog. In fact, they killed the animal right under the nose of their American neighbor, who, to their surprise, immediately called the police. The two men were charged with cruelty to animals. Animal rights activists, who for years have loudly proclaimed that animals also deserve protection under the law, were outraged over the act. Using the trial to make a plug for their cause, they picketed the court proceedings, demanding that the evil criminals pay heavily for what they had done. They even sent death threats to the two men. Their position was clear. The men should be severely punished or expelled from the country. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Others, more inclined to measure the weight of the crime against the trauma that the refugees were undergoing, tried to focus on some of the cultural issues involved. They pointed out that those who were obsessed with the dog's death could not see the forest or the trees. In their passion for revenge, the dog's defenders could not recognize the broader cultural issues of this case. If Americans were less ethnocentric, it was said, they might see the refugees' crime in a whole new light. In fact, they might begin to understand that their American cultural values were not necessarily defined by universal moral truths. And if those self-righteous Americans ever lived in another country and had to strictly abide by that country's cultural standards, they might change their tune completely. While both sides argued vigorously against each other in the media, the case presented by the lawyers for the prosecution and the defense would ultimately decide the fate of the two men. The defense attorney first established that because his clients could not have known they were doing anything wrong, any intent to deliberately break the law must be ruled out. But he also argued that the charge of cruelty to animals would only apply if the men had tortured the dog before killing it. After all, he said, we kill animals every day to eat them, and no one would suggest that a steak dinner resulted from cruelty to animals. On the other hand, the prosecutor claimed that immigrants should be held responsible for understanding and obeying the laws of the land in which they live. Otherwise, there could be no uniform standard of justice for the country, and chaos would ensue. Although he acknowledged the cultural differences in their background, he said the men could not have it both ways. If they broke the law, they should be punished, regardless of their country of origin. Were the two refugees innocent or guilty? The outcome of the trial was up in the air while the jury deliberated. They carefully considered the pros and cons of each side and the implications of convicting the bewildered men of their crime or of letting them go. Finally, they rendered the verdict. The two men were found not guilty.